We move on to the bracha of Matir Asurim, which means that literally HaKadosh Baruch Hu unties those who are bound or those who are tied up. We can never take for granted our ability to move. It's a total gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like so many of the Birkas HaShachar, when we're asleep, we have no voluntary control over our movements. We are paralyzed, chas v'shalom. And therefore, every single morning, explains Rav Schwab, when we awaken, we recognize the gift that we have the ability to move anew. It's interesting. I've always wondered, why is it that in the Birkas HaShachar, there's a bracha on Pekeach Ivrim, a bracha on being able to see? But why isn't a bracha on being able to hear? What's the difference? So Rav Schwab actually explains that this bracha isn't just a bracha on being able to move, who releases those that are bound up. This is a bracha on the power of speech and hearing. Because also when we're asleep, we don't hear, we don't speak. A person who is unable to hear lives in their own world. As the parent of a child who has hearing loss, who for the first 2 years in his life wasn't able to hear a thing, wasn't able to hear mommy, daddy, Shema Yisrael. This is incredibly powerful. As a parent, as parents who had to teach a two-year-old child that sound is meaningful, that sound makes things happen, that sound is so much more than noise, to teach him to interact in the world primarily through speech. This is huge, because we know what it's like to be bound up in your own little world, in your own little world where you're making sense of it yourself, where you have to use your other four senses to compensate, and that kind of comes out strange. You're literally bound up. Matar Asurim is like someone who's in prison. As it says with Yosef HaTzadik. And therefore, someone who's a cheresh, someone that actually does have the halachic status of being deaf. They've got the din of a shaita. They're considered insane. Baruch Hashem nowadays, the overwhelming majority of people with hearing loss don't fall into that category. They can have hearing aids, implants, sign language, whatever it might be. But if really a person is unable to communicate with the outside world and they live in their own little world, they're considered crazy. They're considered not able to take responsibility for their actions because they're literally bound up, unable to interact with society. Matar Asurim means you live in your own little world where you can't move, where you can't change, where you can't do. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets you out. We always find when we read Parashas Shmos, where the Torah says, Misam Pela Adam, Miyasumine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the ability to hear and to speak. All comes from Hashem. And that's why we're saying this bracha today, which is such incredible.